Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services to United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, you had a good finish on Friday as far as the Dow was concerned. Futures up over 100. Dow finished up 229 plus. So, listen, you are on the verge of 35,000 folks this week. So, we'll see. We'll talk about the job number insertion. That was not great. CraigJamesFinancial.com, very important website. Loads of information. And the signing up regarding some of the great webinars and events. CraigJamesFinancial.com. We say a very good morning to Mr. Ferentino. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. How are you? All right. Well, let me just comment on what you just said. The job numbers wasn't that great. It was dismal. They were expecting 1 million new jobs created, and they got 260,000 new jobs created. That's a huge disappointment. If you were just a year ago, 2 years ago, there'd be weekends, 24/7 talking about how dismal the job market is and the administration's doing a poor job and all the stimulus is going in the wrong direction. But no, we didn't hear any of that. We did hear a little bit of, I think one Fed guy got on one of the talk shows on a Sunday morning basically talking about that, maybe because they're paying people to stay home is why we get dismal job numbers. But these are the numbers, and sadly, you can't sugarcoat it. It's a very dismal job report, and hopefully if this is May and we go in through the summer like this, where a lot of companies don't do hiring in the summer, except for the leisure and entertainment industry, we could be in for some situation going forward. So I'd be very, very cautious. That said, let's talk about the week. We had such an interesting week. We're hitting new highs. The markets are looking really good. The good news about the bad job numbers is that there's stimulus in the air. And this would keep, if we have terrible numbers, it keeps interest rates low, which the markets like, so they could borrow really cheaply. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 2.7% for the week. Year to date, the Dow Jones Industrial up 13.6%. The S&P 500 Index, 4233, up 1.2% for the week at 12.7% year to date. The NASDAQ, 13752, down 1.5% for the week, up year to date 6.7. So it's clearly the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, there's a shift to industrials. More common companies, less technology, 6.7%. Still a very good number for the year, 6.7%. And then the European index is at up 7% for the year so far. 10-year Treasury is at about a 1.58. That's nice and low. It's come back down a little bit. And we're at oil at 64.83 for the week. It was up 2%, but for the year, still up 33.6%. Now, as you know, there's a hacking story here that some of the pipelines were hacked over the last few days. Energy is a national threat, as we've talked about in the past. So that could be a concern. But just for people that own some of these classic stocks like the ExxonMobil's and the BP's and the Chevron Texaco's, that the demand for oil is going to go up. And if we have to go into a situation where we're rationing it in several days just because of the immediate shortage as we go into the summer, that's not a good thing. So that will certainly help. And then who would help on that is the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So we have a lot of So that's the initial news from last week, Jay. And then what we're looking for this week, again, as I said Friday, that it's going to be a slow economic week. There's not going to be a lot of reporting. There'll be some earnings reports in terms of stocks, but a very slow week in terms of economic earnings. Now, let's talk about the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They sold the rights to its songs catalog. Songs like Californication, Scar Tissue, and supposedly it sold for $140 million. Jay, being in the business, I just wanted to know your take on all this. But, the fact that they sold, you say, well, what are the numbers? Well, it makes about It's going to take them about 25 years. They do get some royalties every year. It's like $5 to $6 million. So it takes several years just to recoup the royalties. I'm just not sure what to make of this. And this is this precedes Bob Dylan selling his catalog, Stevie Nicks selling her catalog for $100 million. A few others out there, less known. What are your thoughts on this, being in the industry?
It's a trend. You know, listen, it's a trend. You've seen this for years. Don McLean, American Pot. Listen, this has been going on forever, okay? And it's not like, a revelation that just happened here. This has been going on for a long time, over 10 years, where you mentioned Bob Dylan, probably the most notable. And a lot of people right now are doing this type of thing. So, it's these trends are happening in the world of music. And you're going to see more of it, I would think. You're going to see a lot of it. And in years to come, who knows? Springsteen and everyone. Listen, they're all going to get on this thing, So I don't expect this train to end as far as some of these guys.
The funny thing is that I think there's going to be you're going to be speaking to Megan Muccio pretty soon. But I think I think royalties come in as income. So if I wrote a bunch of songs and I'm getting $6 million a year in royalties, that's going to be at the highest tax rate. But if I sell my book of songs, then I'm only paying long-term capital gains tax, which would be, and I guess in that case would be the most 20%. But I think with the Biden proposal, that would more than double the long-term capital gains. So it might be 43% if I sold the catalog, if he gets his tax situation passed, his tax proposals passed. So that could be a motivating factor because, you're going from, you're keeping 20, keeping 80% of your money, now you're keeping 57% of your money. And that's a pretty strong hit. So it could have a tax impact. It could be that they feel that they're aging out and they might as well, make some money because they can't tour anymore, which is a good way to raise money. So I don't know. It's an interesting business proposition. I don't know. Would you have bought it? That's the question.
Probably not. Yeah. Although I am a Chili Peppers fan, I probably not. But it's definitely a trend.
As long as they're not giving it away now, giving it away. Yeah, there you go. And then we have the other question I have, Jay, is on the other side. What did you think of this unemployment number?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. The jobs thing really got me. 266,000 as compared to 978,000 on the projection. I mean, that is, what's amazing to me, by the way, on that number, the fact that the DJI didn't tumble completely. I mean, what does that tell you right then and there as far as the Fed is concerned? And, they like this stuff. And that's why they're going to continue to hold the rates. I guess the unemployment number was what, 6.1? Was that what it was?
It's back up to 6.1 to 6.2 right in that area there.
Yeah. I mean, listen, here's the thing. I mean, you're going to see some fluctuations with this thing. There's no question about it. But I think the biggest flag in all of this is how states are handling the unemployment stuff as far as the extra bump. It's scary because a lot of these businesses right now, they cannot lure people in. And, listen, you're making more money on the sideline, and it's a shame because that's going to have a direct impact as far as the overall economy when all said and done. I mean, that's really what it is. And that's going to happen until September. Now, you have some states starting to ease off a little bit now, but the fact is, huge problem right now as far as that's concerned. Huge. And we said that was going to be the case.
Can't get people. We knew that, right? We knew that was going to come when they signed that again. You don't want to stimulate something that's already been stimulated. It's like just returning, having the jobs open up. We have clients who've been to restaurants and they go, the table near them wasn't cleaned. And so they ask, why isn't anybody cleaning that table? And they go, because we can't find people to clean the table.
Can't do it. There's no one there.
Can't do it. Nobody there to do it. I'll get to
it. There's no one there. So that's what it. Hey, by the way, did you catch Elon Musk? I mean, what a snooze fest that was. And of course, he makes comments regarding Dogecoin, and that thing took a tumble. One of my kids bought some stock in that. He was like riding a wave, and then all of a sudden, I saw 24% as far as the decline after the Musk comment. I mean, that was a disaster of an evening, although it shot up yesterday, and you know it would. But still, a little bit of a turn there. But I tell you, I didn't see the whole show. I saw excerpts, and it was stale from what I saw. Some of the bits were really stale.
Yeah.
Tough one there. Really was.
I'm with you on that.
You know? And that show is becoming so tough to watch. I got to tell you, outside of Adam Sandler last year, Eddie Murphy in the last year, that's been it for me. I mean, man, I don't know what that thing needs. But we shall see. We'll see what today brings, my friend. Good stuff. CraigJamesFinancial.com. I'm sure we'll have some events. We'll tell you about that all starting tomorrow. Some great webinars. CraigJamesFinancial.com. You must pre-register. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you, Jay. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.